Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama Seven. I'm very happy to be here this morning. I've made it through another interesting morning. All the mornings are interesting. And I want to welcome everybody. This is day four. We're on the coast now. You know, now we just have to focus on ourselves. From this point forward, it should be more of a mind game than I'm starving, my stomach. Now we should be really focusing on what it is, that motivation that's getting us there, and how we're making all this work. Last night was absolutely, the energy was ridiculous in the house. There are a lot of the little things popping off. Oh my goodness. And I remember having this conversation with, what's going on? You know, it just seems like there's a lot of little negative attacking things going on. And Spirit said, and I quote, you know, you obviously don't realize what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, snap, I'm doing something. Okay, well, what am I doing? Why, you know, why all this extra attention? Why, you know, it's like, okay, one, you were getting yourself right with God. You know, out of everything you need to do, and there's things I do need to do, you are aggressively working on yourself, and you are aggressively preparing yourself for God. That's a major point for God, and it's a work against negativity. I'm like, okay, yeah, get that. All right. You're also working with others. You are literally starving out negativity. Every time you work with someone and they're able to turn their light from negative to positive, you're starving out negativity. Every time you get someone who's already positive to pump themselves up just a little bit more, you're starving negativity. So, yeah, negativity has an opinion about what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I said, oh, okay. Okay. Well, I hope they wither and die because I'm not going to stop. Nothing is going to stop me. And knowing that kind words make a difference, knowing that good intentions makes a difference, you know, knowing that, you know, hey, this work is powerful for me, it makes a difference. It lets me know I'm on the right track. You know, it lets me know just, you know, things get better. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So all the little things really get even smaller to minute. Like you can't even visibly see them because I'm not allowing it to impact me. I'm not allowing it to take me off my path, take me off my journey. I got stuff to do. I am around some very powerful people. It's amazing the people in a wonderful approach that are working with me. And you think I'm going to let negativity stop this? I don't even think I could stop this wheel if I wanted to. We here. We're moving. It's going. People are getting to know us as those that pray, those that are positive, those that are helpful. That's who we are. So on one hand, I was like, oh, my goodness, more things to think about. On the other hand, I was like, yeah, negativity, I want you on the run. I want you not comfortable. I want you trying to fight and kick and everything. Yeah, yeah, because that means you're getting desperate. And some of these attacks, I can tell you, they are desperate, low, below the belt attacks. So what? So what? I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm not going to let it slow me down. So here we are at day four. And I'm like, oh, my God, still 26 more days. And I still have to get through day four. It's not day one. You see what I'm saying? It's like we have to constantly find wonderful ways to look at our current situations, okay? Wonderful ways. Am I going to look at this as a rejection? I got this situation. Is it a rejection? Or am I going to look at it as not right now? Delayed, not denied. Am I going to be able to high level look and see, well, maybe what I was asking for, God has saved me from because it wasn't meant for me in the first place. Sometimes I have to sit back and wonder, you know, is this God speaking or is this my heart's desire? Because if it's my heart's desire, then I may have to wait. There may be a better time and place to handle something. You know what I'm saying? Having that patience. You know, when I don't get something, when I don't get something, me, I don't get it. One, the first thing I think is it wasn't for me to get. You know, it belonged to someone else. And then I try to say someone else needed it. I just wanted it. Somebody else might have really needed it. And so I have to allow the universe to shift and to handle needs over wants. And I have to be patient with that process. And then I'd like to think mine is going to be perfect for me. I can look at that and be like, well, this might not have worked. That may not have worked. What's for me is going to be perfect for me. It's not going to be perfect in general, but it'll be perfect for me. And so if you can remember those three things, you won't have a problem. You won't have a problem with jealousy. You won't have a problem with envy. You won't have a problem with rejection. You won't feel abandoned. You know, you're going to understand that there's a process to all of this, and you will get peace with the process. And that's what we need, family. When our mind is troubled, when we're like constantly worried, constantly, we're not being effective anything. Wives, husbands, children, workers, we're not being effective anything. We have to be able to come and settle our mind. Settle yourself. And that's going to help us to have longer, healthier, happier lives. Okay? But, you know, really it starts within us. You know, it is, there's this unique sent me stuff. Every day you have two things, a choice. What is it, unique? What is it? A choice and a chance. I'm going to take the chance. I'm going to make the right choice. And that might mean thinking about it for a minute. Just a minute, though. You know, I'm hearing all my Omo Batalas say, oh, we could think about this forever. No, we're not going to think about it forever. Because thinking about it forever is what? The nasty P word. Procrastination. I'm going to make that right choice. I'm going to make a wonderful choice. I'm going to make a win-win choice. I'm going to try to put as many wins in there as I can. And sometimes to put multiple wins in there, to get your win-win, there has to be compromise in the middle of that. Nobody likes that. No one likes to compromise, but I will compromise to make sure that I got the win-win. I will. We have to start being able and willing to make sacrifices when necessary. It's a sacrifice, all right. You might feel some sort of way to get the win-win, but I promise you it's a better decision. Being able to show a little gentleness and humanity to your fellow brother and sister, it is a win-win. And it's not a win, okay, it's not a win for me and a win for her. It's a win for me that I made the right decision, and another win because God likes it when I make the right decision. So, you know, I'm not talking about a win for me and a win for her. I'm talking about a win for me and then an extra little check mark because I did it the right way. I know lots of people doing the right thing for the wrong reason. This is why we had to have the radio program on motivation, make sure you got the right motivation going, okay? If you didn't get a chance to listen to the show live, a lot of people listened to the show live. It was a lot going on. And so numbers I ain't seen in a half second. A lot of people were listening. A lot of people wanted to know, what is the motivation? What's the answer? What's the key? And that answer is going to, the true answer, not the answer you tell me, not just the answer you tell me, but the real reason why you're doing what you're doing, the real motivating force behind what you're doing, that is going to be how your heart is judged. Now, I've done many a diet in my life, many a diet, and they never turn out really good. And I follow the diet. The diet is just not, it's just a diet. It's temporary. And so I remember dieting and dieting and dieting, getting very temporary results. And the motivation was, I want to look good in my sundress. Now, that's proper motivation as far as I'm concerned, but it wasn't long-lasting. And I guess that's because sundress season only lasts so long. I only think about sundresses from, March to maybe July, August. After that, I don't think about sundresses. And after that, I can see a difference in my success with the diet. But when I turned 40, I said, this has got to change for my health. I want to be healthier. I want to have more endurance. I live too active a life not to have better endurance. And when I say that, weight just dropped. I was in the gym. I was enjoying myself. I was eating well. And those results 10 years later are still here. And it's because the intention was right. My motivation was right. Healthier lifestyle, that's not a seasonal thing. That's 24/7. And so I know, not just for myself, but the universe, everything, when you have the correct motivators, you will get what you need. You will get what you're looking for. You know, I'm going to get it personal for a second. You know, everybody kind of, hold on. If you're trying to get that man to have a nice, pretty arm piece, I promise you it's not going to be what you're looking for. I really wish we as a people would start to see the divinity in relationships. You know, relationships can be fun. They can be recreational. They can be all kind of stuff, whatever you want them to be, right? But really, we are creating portals and energy for the divine to come forward. We're creating healthy environments in which we're planting our precious children in. We are actively setting examples for how the next generation will come about and handle relationships. So we're doing so much more than looking good on your arm. There's so much more going on that if that is your motivation and that is all you're looking for, you have already missed the point. You are incorrect. You're going to fail. Sorry, not sorry. We have to stop using people in such a fashion, okay? Bird just came by. All right, so, just my little two cents on that. Get your motivation right. If you realize you ain't got something coming, something you're looking for, I'm going to ask, are you ready for that? You know, I'm telling you, I have boys. My boys have been looking to drive since they're about 3-4 years old. I got big boys, so they've been able to reach the pedal from about 7 or 8. And they're like, look, I can reach the pedal. Give me the keys. And I'm like, no. I remember my youngest, Talib, being about 4, arguing with one of my beloved brothers, Oguntosin Ibaibai. And so Tosin has transitioned since then. And we were out on his land, and he had a tractor, and Talib's sitting on the tractor like it's a romper room, and I'm like, no. And so, and he's arguing with him, I need the keys. And he's like, boy, you can't have these keys. And he's like, no, I need to start it. They're like, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to start it, and I'm going to drive it, and I'm going to mow the grass. I need the keys. He's like, do you know how to drive this? He said, yeah. And then Talib did a little CERN thing, and that was it. Yeah, I know how to drive it, of course. You know, well, how are you going to push the foot pedal? And then he looked down and was like, oh, snap, foot pedals. I don't know. So with his little eyes could see, he could do that. When he started digging a little deeper, it was so much more to it. But he's thinking he's ready for the keys. I'm ready. No, you're not. You're not ready. And there's a lot of times when we as adults will do that. I'm ready. Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm ready for this relationship. I'm ready for this job. I'm ready to speak. I'm ready to do whatever. We can think in our heads, I am ready. And then we'll go back and be like, ooh, I was so not ready. What, there's foot pedals too? You know, you will realize I'm not there. I'm not there. And a lot of times when we're not there is because we don't need the responsibility of it. You're not there because you ain't supposed to be there. It's not time for you to be there. It's not healthy for you to be there. That's why you're not there, honey. God's not trying to hold you back from something. God's trying to prepare you for the right thing. So we have to start, if you trusted God, Lord, if you trusted God, you would not question his judgment. You would understand that his judgment is for your best good. But it takes trust, it takes knowing God and trusting God to get to that point. And that ain't no easy task. That's a task of a lifetime. Time you're having a hard time dealing with something, accepting something, I'm going to ask you to look at your relationship with God. I'm going to ask you to look and see how you have shown God your love and your trust of him. Can you put that in his hand and just let it go? The topic for today, and I, Lord have mercy, letting go to heal. In order to do that, you have to trust that God can heal you. Now, considering that God made you, I can tell you right now, he can heal you, but you have to know that. I already know it. You have to believe that you are worth healing. I already know it. But you have to know it. I am so looking forward to my elder years in life. I am looking forward to grandchildren. I am looking forward to moving in a different rhythm. I'm looking forward to my Ile growing and growing and growing. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to get to the point where all I'm going to do is point and grunt. I'm like, that's all I'm going to do, y'all. I'm looking forward to all that. Okay, but I trust that when God says it's time for me to go, that all my affairs will be in order and I will go. Because I trust God. I trust my children will be fine. I trust my mother and my sisters are going to be fine. I trust God. And when you trust God, you don't worry about things. You only try to plan and prepare mentally for the best. But you don't worry about it. Okay? You let it go. And in letting go, there is a healing. There is a healing and a power in surrender. Let it go. So I have this great book. And all those book requests that I have gotten, the books are out. I love it. I am ready. I have, you know, there's one thing I haven't done yet, and that's sent out the Fast Buddy list. But it's coming, I promise, today. But, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, the book is out. So in the book, Letting Go to Heal, day 4, first thing I have under is, do I have to? So me and Spirit wrote this book here together. And so it's very funny. I love it. And do I have to? How old do I sound right there? About 3, 4? Do I have to? Sometimes, you know, the fear of what's coming, of what's new, of what may happen, the fear will have us in situations where, like, no, please don't. I don't want to. I can't. Don't want to. Do I have to? Yes, you have to. This is what grown people do. You have to heal. Carrying around the baggage, the hurt, the pain only makes it heavier. Holding on the baggage and the hurt and pain keeps your hands occupied, and you're not capable of moving forward because your hands are already full and you can't grab the next thing coming. Holding on to the healing will have you stuck in the first grade because you don't want to let go of your first grade teacher. Guess what? There's a second grade teacher and a third grade teacher. And you may like them more. You may not. You may like them more. You may not like them at all. But you have to let go because there are different stages and places for us to go and to grow. Okay? So we're not meant to stay the same. We're not meant to be all in one place. No, no. We have to build. We are responsible for growing. Okay? And as we let it go to heal, and these books, I did not do them in together. I wasn't thinking about them together, but they're working so well together. I'm like, here we go. Day 4. The prayer for day 4 is one of my favorites. This is the first prayer that I taught my oldest son. This prayer always makes me think of him. He is, and it was because of who he was in my life and who he is now in other people's lives. And it is Make a Joyful Noise. I think this is Psalm 101 or 100. And it goes as such. Going into the prayer, family, for today, please understand we're on a coast mode. Any little troubles that come up, you can let them know, look, that was yesterday. Your opportunity to irritate me was yesterday. I'm coasting. Go chill. Go sit on. Sit down. Have a seat. Have two. But, you know, don't let any irritation bother you because you've gotten over your hard part. This life is not easy. But you've already done the hard part. So you go ahead and give it a little, you know, hey, get away from me. 6 feet. Tell negativity 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So for the prayer part, we're going to go into make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Have a good day, family. Let them get you, okay? Peace.